the rest of the story. And this is the story of a man who wasn't there. An 18th century landscape and portrait painter, unsung, virtually unrecognized. Not for lack of talent, but for lack of timing. His name was Elias Martin, a truly gifted artist. But ask most any art museum curator about him, and he'll respond, Elias, who? Inquire at the local consulate of his native Sweden, and they'll reply similarly. Encyclopedias of art may say born March 8, 1739, died January 25, 1818, and yet essentially nothing more. And on the Internet, touted to yield practically everything about anyone. Searches of a variety of sources reveal nothing about Elias Martin. So Elias Martin was the man who wasn't there. All that is about to change because of one day in his life. And that day, 1779, Elias, visiting Shropshire, England, was intrigued by the building in progress of an iron bridge spanning the Severn Gorge. First of all, the river setting was breathtaking. Also, as the artist gazed at the structure under construction, he could see that when complete, its graceful arc would combine with the reflection in the water to make a perfect circle. And so, the painter, inspired, got out his paints and went to work. His lovely landscape would depict a freestanding ironwork of the bridge being born. The stone abutments on either bank of the Severn had not yet been laid. But could the mostly anonymous Elias Martin have then imagined the controversy that would arise over that construction project in generations to come? For you see, the bridge's designer, Shrewsbury architect Thomas Pritchard, died less than a year after construction began. And after the bridge was officially opened on New Year's Day, 1781, every diagram, every sketch, every report in hard copy pursuant to its creation disappeared. So for hundreds of years, engineers would conjecture and debate over how the builder, Abraham Darby, assembled the intricate 400-ton iron structure over what was then the busiest riverside in England or Europe. History books hail the iron bridge over Severn Gorge as the first ever iron bridge anywhere in the world. But how? Well, now, an obscure artist's obscure painting, recently discovered, because of the day it was painted, settles once and for all the anxious question, remarkably demonstrating a heretofore unguessed solution to the mystery, the placement of freestanding iron arches using only two wooden derricks instead of river-spanning scaffolds, an ingenious and radical departure from conventional bridge-building methods of the day. So now, just now, Elias Martin is somebody. Suddenly, he's the solitary key to unraveling one of the greatest enigmas in the age-long annals of architectural endeavor. For Elias Martin, who until this moment has attracted the attention of practically nobody, immortalized himself by being in the right place at the right time. For centuries, it has been Elias who? But because the man who wasn't there was there, standing on a riverbank in Shropshire, England, the worldwide disciplines of engineering and art, from now and for all time, will celebrate the rest of the story.